Last year, Americans spent more than $31 billion on books, and they'll shell out nearly 3% more this year, according to a publishing industry think tank. Yet the overall number of copies sold is decreasing, and profit margins are shrinking. Michael Cater, who writes the newsletter Publisher's Lunch, worries about those projections, which the Book Industry Study Group released in May. In particular, Cater is concerned about the declining sales of children's books.
We've been hearing about Harry Potter all the time and presuming that that means that children are reading more, and it seems statistically what they're doing is reading a lot of Harry Potter, but not reading other things as much. And it really says to me that we need to start making reading more fun as well as fundamental from the ground up and keep readers throughout their lives.
Well, what's going on out there?
I think it's a confluence of a lot of factors. First of all, there are more books being published every year than ever before. Technology has helped us in a way in that using new printing methods called print on demand, books don't go out of print anymore. It's possible to store a file on a computer and print out one copy at a time. Which is terrific for the author because it means their work never goes away. But if the market itself isn't growing, it's bad for the market as a whole because it means there are more and more books hanging around. The best way to sell new books is to make the old books go away. And the old books aren't going away anymore. So when you layer on top of that the other things that technology is doing, for instance, the used book market, that used to be a very informal kind of thing. You'd buy used books from a local bookseller. But now with operations like Half.com and eBay and lots of other comparable operations, it's very easy to buy and sell used books. And sort of the sum total is just a flood of competition, which is terrific for readers, but it's not necessarily helping to build the market overall.
It's not a case of fewer readers, is it, if people are buying used books?
Well, the statistics there are harder to track. The sense has never been that the American book reading population is particularly large. And to me, that's the underpinning behind all of this, is that you've got basically the same number of readers and basically the same amount of dollars chasing books every year. And they're reallocating their dollars, which is, if you can't grow the market, if you can't get new readers or get old readers to keep buying more stuff, that's where the market starts looking frightening over time.
There are people in the business who are very upbeat about the future of publishing. Is that because they have to be?
I think in some measure, most people who are upbeat tend to be looking at their last quarter or their coming quarter. There is certainly great cause for optimism as well. I do think the electronic media and electronic distribution can potentially keep the business alive, but also make it expand exponentially. It means prices are going to drop. It means people are going to be sold libraries and subscriptions and whole big batches of books all at once. It will mean a dramatic change in the fundamental models of who publishes and how they make money. I think ultimately it's good for readers. There will be more choice, but they're certainly potentially wrenching changes. And at the same time, if we don't keep coming up with more readers, the future can't be bright.
Michael Cater writes the industry newsletter Publisher's Lunch. His publishing company is Cater Books.